Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is an educational service to the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries around the world over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on diet when we come back. You know, back in 1970, the world food supply was 73 days for every man, woman, and child on planet Earth. Today, it's down to less than 38 days. Now, these global 2,000 mad scientists, philosophers, preachers, and politicians plan to use famine, disease, plague, and pestilence to reduce the Earth's population by 90% over the next 50 years or so under the Club of Rome plan. Back in Revelation chapter 6, you know, the God of Israel told us exactly the same thing in essentially the same terms: false prophets, wars, famines, and disease. Well, back in 1920, about half of our people lived on the land as subsistence farmers, producing their own food and food for the rest of the world and for you and me. But today, we Americans have now chosen to live in our cities, and only 3% of us now live on the land. Now, that means 97% of us then are no longer self-sufficient in our food production. Now, we produce grain for export, all right, and then we turn around and import grapes from Chile and tomatoes from Mexico and berries from Guatemala, and our food supply is in the hands of foreigners and multinational corporations who support this global 2000 world population control program. And these globalists, with their genocide agenda, have a cause that they're willing to die for. And I say let them die for their cause, and let you and I live for ours. Now, if you'd like to learn more, why don't you call and order my free general law CD package? That's the place to start. That's a four-hour commentary on the law in general. It's educational, it's informative, it's entertaining, and best of all, it's free. And you can call and order one right now. The number to call, 417-273-4967. Let me give you that again. That's area code 417-273-4967. Now, my subsistence and survival school is also available on compact disc for adult home study. And if you're online, you can go to our website. It's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Just click on the email. Send us an email request for that free general law CD package, would you? And again, that's georgegordon.org, or call us direct, 417-273-4967. Do it right now before you forget. Yeah, I told you last time we're talking about this Dr. Getoff, spelled G-E-T-O-F-F, and he's out in San Diego, California. Now, I don't have his name and address. I'll see if I can get that for you, but you can find out where you can get a set of these CDs from Acres USA. In fact, Acres might even sell them. They've got a book page in their monthly publication called Acres USA. And they list all the books and tapes and things that they sell, and I'll just bet you they've got this guy's discs in there. And I'm going to recommend them, and I don't do that very often, but I review books and I review people's work, and when I see some guy that's got some reason, logic, and common sense, it catches my interest. And this guy, Getoff, made a couple of statements over here that triggered my mental capacity over here as low as it is. But anyway, the moral to the story was, he says, if you read the label on a package and it's got food additives in it, it's probably not fit for human consumption. Now, I thought about that for a second. He goes on, he explains that. He says, now, why do you think that people, you know, in the food processing business put sodium nitrite or sodium nitrate or sodium erythrobate or something else into your food? Why do you think they're sticking that in there? Is it because you're deficient in sodium nitrite and sodium nitrate and sodium erythrobate and whatever this additive is, and they want to make sure, they're just real concerned about your health and your food deficiencies, and so they're putting the sodium nitrite in there. Now, the sodium nitrite and nitrate are deadly poisons, like fluoride, and they put it in there to kill the bacteria so that this food won't spoil before you buy it. It gives it longer shelf life. And they said, now, if this poison kills life, bacteria and other things, what in the hell makes you think that's good for you? And I said, you know, that makes a lot of sense to me. I don't think fluoride's good for me. It is true that fluoride in your drinking water at one part per million won't kill you right away. It takes a long time to kill you with fluoride. It takes 30, 40 years. Same thing with the food additives that you're eating. You're wondering why we got cancer and muscular dystrophy and palsy and Michael J. Fox can't sit still. It's because of the food he ate. Now, it may be that you're 350 pounds. That's one symptom of bad health. It may be that you've got cancer, heart attack, rheumatism, diabetes, or something else. Those are some more symptoms of these food additives. So I said last time, I'm going to tell you about this MSG story. And that's because Getoff over here said if there's an additive in your food that didn't grow in there, if it wasn't designed by God Almighty and stuck into that broccoli by God Himself, then it doesn't belong there and it doesn't belong in your body. And I thought about that for a minute and I said, you know, that makes a lot of sense. You know, if God figured that you were short or deficient in sodium nitrite or fluorine or fluoride or chlorine, He would have put it in the broccoli and the Brussels sprouts. And the fact that it isn't in your broccoli or your Brussels sprouts ought to tell you that you don't need it and it might not even be good for you. And then by the time we do a little research on the people that are sucking up all of these Cokes and sugar and white flour and the fluoride and the chlorine and so on, we take a look at the health of these people, we find out that, oh my God, it's killing us. Now, do you know why Hershey bars taste so good? You never ate a bad York peppermint patty. You never had a bad package of McDonald's French fries. And that's because they put additives in that food, and that food that you're eating, especially snack foods, have a product called MSG in them. They put that MSG in there because it's highly addictive. And it keeps you coming back for more of them. That's why the stuff tastes good. Hell, I don't deny that McDonald's tastes good. I never drank a bad Coke. I've never come on the air and said that Coca-Cola tastes bad. I told you that it's got 9 teaspoons of sugar in it and that your body can digest and handle or dispose of 3 teaspoons a day. And I told you that over the past 20 years, diabetes in this country has doubled. And it just so happens that the consumption of soda pop has doubled. I know. It's not scientific, they tell me. But I'm just a farmer out here, you know, just a country boy. I don't have to have somebody slap me up alongside the head, you know. I can figure that one out. And so can you. And the guys that are telling you that that's just anecdotal evidence are the people that are selling Coke, the people that make their money off of it. The rest of us over here ought to be smart enough to figure out the stuff tastes good, and we like and we crave it. But why do we crave it? Why does it taste so damn good, you know? Water isn't something that you crave. I mean, you've got to be really thirsty, you know, to drink water. And most of us, you know, if we're thirsty, we don't drink water. We go to the refrigerator and pull out some orange juice or a can of Pepsi or something, you know, that tastes good. And that's because that water over there doesn't have additives in it. Well, you know, unless you live in the city, and then, of course, you've got lots of additives in your water, too. Now, here's a story on MSG. Now, this ought to blow your socks off. Not only is MSG scientifically proven to cause obesity, you weigh 347 pounds, MSG, boys and girls, that's where it came from. It is an addictive substance like nicotine for food. And several months ago, John Erb took his book and his concerns to one of the highest government health officials in Canada. And while sitting in the government office, the official told him, sure, I know how bad MSG is. I wouldn't touch the stuff myself. But his top-level government, or this top-level government official, refused to tell the public what he knew. And if you're one of the few who can still believe that MSG is good for us, and you don't believe what John Erb has to say, then see for yourself and go to the National Library of Medicine. Can you do that, boys and girls? National Library of Medicine at www.pubmed.com. That's spelled PUBMED.com. And then type in the words MSGOBESE. MSGOBESE. And read a few of the 115 medical studies that appear. Now, there have been a lot of medical studies on MSG. And this guy, David Getoff, pointed that out. He said, you know, you got 500 studies over here on vitamin C that are all good. And he says, you got three over here that are bad. And he said, you know, they pick right up on those three bad studies and publish those and tell you how bad this vitamin C is. And they do the same thing with this MSG. You know, there's 115 studies out there that tell you that this stuff's going to kill you. I mean, this stuff is bad, bad news. It's in all, not in all foods, but I don't want to say it's in everything, but it's in a lot of your foods. And it goes under funny names. I mean, they don't put MSG on the package. They call it natural flavor. So when you see the word natural flavor on the ingredients, that's MSG. And that's what makes that product taste so good, and that's what makes that product so addictive, and that's why you keep going back and buying it. And that's why you weigh 347 pounds. I mean, that's the bottom line. Now, you're not gonna lose that 347 pounds by counting calories, kids. That isn't going to happen. I know you're buying all this low-calorie this and low-calorie that, and, well, God, I'm watching my calories. Calories aren't your problem, children. MSG is your problem. Food additives are your problem. And as long as you're sucking up Oreo cookies and sucking Cokes and eating at McDonald's, you know, you're fat now and you're going to get fatter. Now, if you want some help in getting rid of that fat, then I can't think of a better guy than this guy, David Getoff, because he puts out the information on CDs. And you can get the information that you need to solve your problem. And as I've said on this program from day one, if you can't solve the problem, if you haven't got a solution to the problem, you don't need to hear about it. The hell do we need to hear about the problems in Iraq? Nobody's got a solution for it. That's what I kind of get uptight about. A lot of times I listen to all these politicians, you know, and all these right-wingers, you know, and they're telling us about this problem and that problem and some other problem. I haven't heard damn one of them yet come up with a solution. Say, well, here's what we need to do about that. Here's what you need to do to solve that problem for yourself. I'm not going to solve the problem over in Iraq, but I can solve the Iraq problem for George Gordon, and you can solve the Iraq problem for Joe Sixpack. Now, the same thing is true here with this MSG. I mean, you can solve this MSG problem. You can solve that 347-pound fat problem. But you got to have somebody tell you what the problem is first so that we can get it in perspective and get it in our gun sight, and then we'll pull the trigger. Well, listen to this. What if somebody were to tell you that a chemical called MSG added to food could cause brain damage in your children, and that this chemical could affect how your children's nervous systems form during development so that in later years they may have learning or emotional difficulties? And what if there was scientific evidence that these chemicals could permanently damage a critical part of the brain known to control hormones, so that later in your life your child might have endocrine problems, or might turn out to be gay? How would you feel about that? Suppose evidence was presented to you strongly suggesting that the artificial sweetener in your diet soft drink may cause brain tumors to develop, and that the number of brain tumors reported since the introduction, now, turning the page here, is widespread, and the introduction of this artificial sweetener has risen dramatically. And guess who gave us this artificial sweetener? The Searle Company, now known as the Monsanto Company, when it was headed by, guess who? Donald Rumsfeld. the architect of the Iraq War. Now, what or would that affect your decision to drink these products and especially to allow your children to drink them? What if you could be shown overwhelming evidence that one of the main ingredients in this sweetener, called aspartame, could cause the same brain lesions as MSG? Would that affect your buying decisions? And finally, what if it could be demonstrated that all of these types of chemicals, called excitotoxins, could possibly aggravate or even precipitate many of today's epidemic neurodegenerative brain diseases such as Parkinson's? Remember, I told you about this guy, Michael J. Fox, got Parkinson's disease. All right, I said, now, if you can't identify the problem, then you don't need to know what it is. So I'm going to tell you, Mr. Fox, what your problem is. It's called excitotoxins. That's what's caused your Parkinson's disease. Now, we got to have a solution to that. And so Mr. Michael J. Fox says, well, what we got to have is brain cell or stem cell research so that we can create, you know, some kind of new scientific thus and such or so and so. But Mr. Fox said, that's years away and you need help right now. I saw you on TV here just the other day. Mr. Fox, if there's anybody that needs help with Parkinson's disease, my God, it's you. You don't need a solution to Parkinson's disease in 2020. You need it yesterday, partner. Now let's pay attention here, kids. Many of today's epidemic neurodegenerative brain diseases, such as Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, ALS, and Alzheimer's disease. Now, would you be concerned if you knew that these excitotoxin food additives are particularly risk, or are a particular risk if you have diabetes, or have ever had a stroke, brain injury, brain tumor, seizure, or have suffered from hypertension, meningitis, or viral encephalitis? Would you also be upset to learn that many of the brain lesions caused by these products in your children are irreversible and can result from a single exposure to these products in sufficient concentration? Now, how would you feel when you learn the food industry hides and disguises these excitotoxin additives, such as MSG and aspartate, so that they cannot be recognized? Would you be incredulous? Would you be enraged? Well, the fact is that many foods are labeled as having no MSG, but in fact, they not only contain MSG, but they also are laced with other excitotoxins of equal potency and equal danger. And all of the above is true, accurate, and correct, and all of these well-known brain toxins are poured into our food and drink by the thousands of tons to boost sales. These additives have no other purpose other than to enhance the taste of food and the sweetness of various diet products. Now, the very purpose for putting this MSG into your potato chips is to get you to come back and eat more potato chips. Now, first of all, the potato chips wouldn't be harmful to you if it didn't have this MSG in it. It's a foodless food. They're about as valuable to you in getting nutrition as drinking a glass of water, but they wouldn't be harmful to you. It's the additives in the food. And this Dr. Getoff gets into in his CD number 5 and 6, these food additives. And that's what attracted me to this thing I said to you yesterday, was common sense. God did not put MSG into your broccoli and Brussels sprouts. But you can rest assured that the McDonald's Corporation is putting MSG into your French fries. Now, the French fries are foodless food. I mean, this stuff has been so well processed over here that if there's any vitamins, if there's any minerals, if there's any enzymes, that they're in there accidentally, that they survived, but there's not enough in there to waste your time on. It tastes good, and Americans eat food because it tastes good. Hell, I don't deny that. But I'm here as a reporter to tell you that that's why you weigh 392 pounds. That's why you're sick And that's why Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease. And then he can go to the medical doctors and they say, well, here's what we got to do. We got to support research, so send us money. Well, boys and girls, there's never going to be a cure to Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is a cash cow. People with Parkinson's disease pay a lot of money for the treatments that go with it. If there was a cure to Parkinson's disease, there'd be no money. Now, here's the cure to Parkinson's disease. Cure. You stop causing the Parkinson's disease. It's a toxic reaction to the poisons in your body. You got to get that MSG and that fluoride and the crap that's in your body out. Does that make sense? You got to get it out. That's what's interrupting your brain and its neural connectors. And that's why you can't control that shaking in your body, is because the brain neural connectors are screwed up. You've got short circuits all over your body. Now, fortunately, your body will heal itself. You know, God, when He designed you over here, He gave you what's called an immune system. And the thing that's screwing up your immune system is either one, poison, or two, you had food deficiencies or mineral or some kind of nutritional deficiency. You're starving to death. All you fat people out there, you're starving to death. You got plenty of food to eat. Your refrigerators are full. And you can eat all the potato chips you can stuff into your face, but it never satisfies your hunger. And that's because it has no nutrients. Now, a couple programs back, I said, let's try bananas. Let me show you something here. Bananas are full of potassium. And you eat bananas, and they fill you up pretty darn fast. Now, I had some banana last night. The wife made some banana, and she put some chocolate pudding around it. Went over to the refrigerator and I got my gallon of cream out. Remember I told you about my gallon of cream? And then I got the ladle out and I scooped up some cream and I put it on the vanilla and I put it on the banana and I ate that with dessert. And God, that was good. It was really, really pretty tasty without any MSG. And it was only a half a banana. And boy, that filled me up. And it filled me up because the banana is full of potassium. And when your stomach, you know, gets full of potassium, it says, shut it off. I'm full. I don't want any more. But kids, you can't get full of Hershey's candy bars. I mean, you could sit there and eat. I could sit there and eat 15 of those York peppermint patties. God, they just taste good. But there's no nutrition in them. And because there's no nutrition in them, it never does, your stomach never does say, shut them off, shut them off, shut them off. And so you keep stuffing this stuff into your mouth because it tastes good, and it never fills you up, and it never says, shut it off, shut it off. Now test it, and I'll show you something. The next time you're hungry, sit down and eat a banana. In fact, while you're at it, eat three. And I'll guarantee you ain't going to eat three bananas. You'll be puking your guts out by the time you eat three bananas. And that's because it's so full of potassium, by the time you eat that banana, it's going to say, oh my God. Have you ever looked at a food, you know, like a banana, and says, oh God, I'm going to puke if I took another bite? That's because that food is so full of either vitamin C, or it's full of potassium or zinc or something. And it's so full of that, when it gets into your stomach, it says, oh God, we're full of that stuff. Don't give us any more. All right, now that's what nutrition's all about. When you get off to eating, or get on to eating nutritious food, food that's got vitamins and minerals in it, you won't overeat, kids. You won't overeat. You don't need to count calories. You can eat all the apples you can stuff into your face. You won't overdose on apples or pears. You just buy raw fruits and vegetables. Just eat all you want. You won't overdose on them. You won't eat too many calories, and you start getting some nutrients. Now, one of the problems that we've got with the foods that we're buying in the grocery store is that these foods are foodless foods. And it's like the corn I told you about last time. You know, we're out here producing corn with 7% protein. Hell, if you fed that to a pig, he'd starve to death. He'd get fat and starve to death. He'd get fat and die on you. I reported that to you the other day. And that's because a pig can't live on a protein ration less than 8%. And then we eat that kind of foodless food and wonder why it is we get fat and why it is that we're sick. Now, you can either feed yourself or you can feed the Kraft Company or Coca-Cola. It's up to you. I don't care. You're not going to affect me one way or the other. And like I said the other day, I said, you know, this isn't for the majority of people because most people can't control their insatiable desire for self-gratification. I just got to have another bag of potato chips. Now, these potato chips, all these foods that are in these vending machines that you're eating out, there isn't anything in a vending machine fit for human consumption, and you ought not to put it out to the chickens either, because it ain't good for them. I was up at Black Canyon in Colorado. Black Canyon, it's called the Grand Canyon of the Rockies, I believe it is. And this is a U.S. government park up here, you know, and you go in here and you Ranger Rick, you know, he's taking your tickets and... And you get up here to the ranger station, then you get over to the gift shop and one thing and another, and there's squirrels and little rodents running around over there. And they got signs around there that says, please do not feed the squirrels and the chipmunks people food because it's bad for them. I mean, honest to God, they got signs there at Black Canyon says, don't feed your potato chips to the chipmunks because it's bad for them, but it's okay for you to eat. If it ain't good for a rat, what in the hell makes it good for you? For crying out loud. Now, that's your government. Your government's telling you, please, please, don't poison the chipmunks. And then the Food and Drug Administration tells the potato chip company, okay, put MSG into these potato chips and feed it to these people over here. It's good for them. God ought to make you so damn mad, you ought to riot and revolt. Well, anyway, how would you feel when you learn that the food industry hides and disguises these excitotoxins? Now, all of the above is true, and all of these well-known brain toxins are poured into your food and drink by the thousands of tons. Now, the hidden sources of this MSG, as discussed previously, the glutamate, MSG, called glutamate manufacturers, and the processed food industries are always on a quest to disguise the MSG that's added to your food. So below is a partial list of the most common names for the disguised MSG. Remember also that the powerful excitotoxins called aspartame and L-cysteine are frequently added to foods, and according to the FDA rules require no labeling. Got that? No labeling required. Now, food additives that always contain MSG. All right, now, here's the list. You don't need to write this down. I gave you the website here. You know, If you want it, fine. If you don't, I'll give it to you again here. Let me back up here a page. Because now we're getting down to where the rubber meets the road. Let's see. This thing here comes from... you want to be www.pubmed.com. And here's one here. www.spofam.com. America. SPOFAMERICA.com. I don't know how to pronounce it. SPOFAMERICA.com. He said that MSG is added to food for the addictive effect that it has on the human body. It's nicotine for food. So when you're looking at the label, if it has monosodium glutamate, whenever you see monosodium glutamate, that's MSG. Hydrolyzed vegetable protein. Hydrolyzed protein. Hydrolyzed plant protein. Plant protein extract. Sodium caseinate. Calcium caseinate. Yeast extract. Textured protein, including TVP. Autolyzed yeast, hydrolyzed oat flour, and corn oil. Food additives that frequently contain MSG, malt extract, malt flavoring, bouillon, broth, stock, flavoring, natural flavors, flavoring, natural beef or chicken flavoring, seasoning, spices. And then food additives that may contain MSG or excitotoxins, carrageenan, enzymes, soy protein concentrate, soy protein isolate, whey protein concentrate. All right, now let me back up here. Remember what Dr. Getoff said? He said if you've got additives in your food that didn't grow in there, that stuff's not fit for human consumption. Now, I know most of you are sitting out there saying right now, says, oh, my God, if I have to read the label on the package, well, I won't be able to eat anymore. Oh, that's nonsense. Hell, boys and girls, I eat every day. I travel all over America. Well, I go to big cities all the time. And I don't eat that crap. But then I had to learn what these labels are and what they mean and what natural flavoring means. You know, when you see a product and it has natural flavoring on there, why do they call it natural flavoring instead of unnatural flavoring? Because natural flavoring is what you want to buy. And this Dr. Getoff, you know, he gave a little story there on his disc. He said he said the way these big manufacturers do this, they put groups of people together. They'll put 100 people together and they'll pay them $100 each to come in and give them advice. And so they're part of this group, and they'll give you this bag of potato chips to eat this. And they'll ask you, how'd you like it? And you say, God, it was really good. I really liked that bag of potato chips. Or, I didn't care too much for it. Or, I was too greasy or whatever. And so they take that information from the majority of the people in this study, this 100 people, you know, in this focus group, he called them. And he said, that's the way they develop these foods. And they put the MSG in one package, and they don't put it in the other package, and they let you eat these three or four packages of potato chips. Well, what do you think of that? Well, I like this package over here better. Well, it's the package that contains the MSG. And Getoff said, you know, we are the proximate cause of our own injury. And that's because, you know, we're the people that want these dyes and chemicals and additives in our food because it tastes better. And the truth of the matter is, he said, you know, you got the control of it yourself. You don't have to buy that stuff. There are foods out there. There isn't any food out there that you can't buy without these additives. So the choice is yours. Now, if you're ignorant and you're Joe Sixpack or Sally Housewife and you just go to the store and pick up a can of pork and beans and you really don't give a rat's rectum one way or the other, well, that's your problem in life. You weigh 350 pounds, you got cancer, or you're Michael J. Fox and you got lots of money and palsy, well, you know, that's your fault in life. It's your problem. There's a solution to your problem, and I'm telling you what it is. That's why you listen to this program, I guess. All right, now there's a cause and effect relationship that goes on here. That's the bottom line. Now, I'm not going to sit here and read all these to you and let you memorize calcium caseinate. But let's see how many there are here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, 22, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 27 items on this list. So here's the rule of thumb that Getoff gives you. He says, very simple. You pick up the product and you look at it, and if it's got any additives in it, you put it back and you don't buy it. See how simple that is? And he said, no, when enough people do that, then the big manufacturers will stop putting monosodium glutenate in. Otherwise, they're not going to, because it tastes great, you like it, and you keep buying the product. Well, that's the winning combination. McDonald's is never going to change their French fry recipe. As long as you keep buying it. Now, the last time I think I was in McDonald's was about 1980. No. Before that. About 1972 in Oakland, California, I think was the last time I ate a Big Mac. 72. 82, 92, 102, that was about 33 years ago. Now listen, I don't have anything against McDonald's. In fact, I recommend McDonald's highly. Next time you have to go urinate, next time you got to go defecate, go to McDonald's. They've got clean restrooms. But it's the only thing in McDonald's that's worth going into a McDonald's for is their restrooms. I used to go in and buy their coffee once in a while, and then some old lady got burned by their coffee. So now you go in there, they haven't got anything fit to eat, and the damn coffee's cold. Cold coffee and MSG in the product. Now, what in the hell kind of a restaurant is that? So other than their restrooms, there isn't anything in McDonald's worth going in for. So tuck that one away in your heart. Now, listen, I got to give you a reminder here so that the FCC doesn't get mad at me. And that reminder is that you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide, over the Internet. If you'd like more information about the law school and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. Now, the law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. Now, that's 8 schools in all. And the law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school. It's open to individuals, but by pre-arrangement only. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults and compact disc. If you'd like more information, please go to our homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has a radio log schedule and archives, and it can be accessed through the website at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. The Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events, and we do that 7 days a week. Now, the law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order one by calling the law school at 417-273-4967. Remember, it's free of charge. That's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. And the Law Hour and editorial review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program. And we often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. These endorsements or recommendations that we give do not mean that those authors or publications that we endorse and recommend are going to reciprocate. Most of these authors and publications cited here on the Law Hour are political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint is not wholly endorsed, necessarily wholly endorsed by the Law Hour and editorial review. The opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertiser, sponsors, management, or staff of this network or of this local radio station. For more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please go to our website. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, we're talking about excitotoxins and additives. And that's in CD number 5 and 6 of Dr. Getoff's CD package. Now, if you'd like to get a set of those CDs, I don't know how to get them. We bought them up at the Acres USA convention in Minneapolis. Dr. Getoff delivered some seminars up there, workshops, and one thing and another. My wife listened to this guy. She says, "My God, this guy can walk, talk, and chew gum and make sense and do it all at the same time." She bought the set of CDs, and I'm sure you can get them through Acres USA. So just go to the webpage, look up or Google or somebody, look up Acres. I don't have an Acres paper here on my desk, or I'd give you their phone number. But, you know, you can do it. You're a big kid now. You can probably look up on Google or Yahoo or somebody. Acres, USA. They're down in Austin, Texas. Hell, I bet you if you called the information people and said, "Hey, tune me into Acres, USA, Austin, Texas," they'd do that for you. Then just ask them, hey, you had this guy Getoff, or this doctor Getoff from San Diego, the bearded guy, you know. And one of the things I noticed about this bearded guy Getoff, he's not fat. So I think this guy probably knows something about diet, since he's not fat himself. Anyway, this guy Getoff, you know, tell the guys at Acres that you'd like to get his CDs. That old Gordon up here, you know, recommended his CDs. I think the guy's dynamite. Hell, he might be as good as Joel Wallach. Remember old Joel Wallach? Now, dead doctors don't lie. Don't forget old Joel. Now, that guy's as funny as he can be. This guy Getoff, he's not very funny. In fact, he's a little tedious, if you want my opinion of it. But you know, tedium maybe is what you need over here if you want to get rid of that 300 pounds of fat. All right, so let me tell you more about this MSG. We don't have just a problem with MSG. We got a problem here with excitotoxins. Now, I've delivered to you a couple of programs, a couple of sermons, I guess, on this thing of artificial sweetener, you know, like aspartame. So look up on our archives over here, this aspartame thing over here. I'll tell you quite a little story. So if you're drinking diet soda and getting fatter every day, that's exactly right. That's what it does. These excitotoxins make you fat. And if you want to know why we've got an obesity problem in the United States, it's McDonald's and Wendy's, all right. But it's the excitotoxins in their food that's doing it to you. All right, so now that I told you the answer to that riddle. Also, protease enzymes of various sources can release excitotoxin amino acids from food proteins, and aspartame, an intense source of excitotoxins. Aspartame is a sweetener made from two amino acids. And excitotoxin aspartate, it should be avoided at all costs. Aspartame complaints accounts for approximately 70% of all complaints to the FDA. Now let's think about that for a minute. 70% of the complaints that the FDA gets come from aspartame, and you'd think they'd take that off the market. Hell no, they won't. Now here's why we've got this bad food. You got this bad food because you got bad politicians. The politicians, you see, you sent these guys to Washington, and they created the Food and Drug Administration and the Department of Agriculture, and the president staffs these organizations with their appointees, and you believe in government. You believe in false gods. And you don't practice the first commandment. And so you believe the United States of America is God, and it's going to protect you. And the FDA does not protect people. It protects Searle and Company. It protects Monsanto. It protects Walmart and McDonald's. That's their job. They protect the American Medical Association. They protect the multinational drug cartels, you know, like Pfizer and Merck and so on. And that's their job. That's what they're there for. But you believe that they're there to protect Joe Sixpack and Sally Housewife. I'm here to tell you that ain't so. And in fact, when I started this article, the health minister up in Canada said, "Now let me tell you, it ain't so. I don't eat MSG, but then you know, my job isn't to protect the people of Canada from MSG. My job is to protect the food manufacturers from the people of Canada." Now it goes on, tells us a little bit more here. 70% of all the complaints to the FDA come from aspartame. It's implicated in everything from blindness to headaches to convulsions. It's sold under dozens of brand names such as NutraSweet and Equal. Aspartame breaks down within 20 minutes at room temperature into several primary toxic and dangerous ingredients. And then it's called DKP. I can't pronounce what this is, whatever DKP is, but then you wouldn't know what it is either. When ingested, it converts to a near duplicate of a powerful brain tumor-causing agent called formic acid. Formic acid, also known as ant venom. Formaldehyde, also known as embalming fluid. Methanol causes blindness, extreme extremely dangerous substance. You ever heard of these things before? You ever heard of ant venom? You ever heard of formaldehyde, embalming fluid, and methanol? That's what's in your food. Put there by the major food manufacturers. Because this stuff tastes good. I mean, boys and girls, it's the nicotine of food. It is the cocaine of Coke. It is the stuff that you want. The reason you keep going back for this stuff is because it tastes good. So somebody's got to come along here and shake your cage a little bit, rattle your cage, and say, listen, kid, let me explain this to you so that you understand it. Now, if you don't want to get off Coke and McDonald's fries, that's no skin off my back. You're not going to offend me. But you're not going to solve your problem counting calories or going on the Dr. Atkins diet or this diet or that diet or some other diet. I mean, you can sit here and play diet until hell freezes over, but it isn't going to solve your problem. Now, if you need some professional help, which most people that have this kind of a problem, I mean, when you got cancer, kid, you need some professional help. And so I got a neighbor over here. I got to tell you a little story here. I cut in. Sweet neighbor. I mean, this lady is just a wonderful lady. Wonderful lady. And she got cancer here last year, I believe it was. And this lady knows that my wife has had cancer for the last 28 years. And in fact, her son was over here the other day and talking about cancer with my wife. And this lady has had chemotherapy, and she's had cut, burn, and poison done to her. And she's waiting now for a bone marrow transplant. God knows how many thousands of dollars have been spent, but she's got wonderful health insurance. Her husband works for a pharmaceutical company. And they've got all the insurance that money can buy. And she's got all of the medical services that money can buy. And she's waiting now for she's in the hospital, last I heard, over in St. Louis. And she's going to have a bone marrow transplant. It's been going on now for a year, maybe going on two. And they're just working mightily to save this lady. And she's a wonderful lady. And I'm going to make a prediction that this lady's going to die. She's going to die from cancer. That's what they're going to put on her death certificate. And she didn't need to die. I mean, there wasn't any reason for that. She was in good health. She developed cancer. I don't know where it was. You know, they call it breast cancer. You know, if the cancer tumor shows up in your breast, ladies, they call it breast cancer. If it shows up in your arm, they call it arm cancer. If it shows up in your brain, they call it brain cancer. If it shows up in your liver, they call it liver cancer. I mean, you know, this is, where does it show up? Well, I don't know where it showed up in this lady, but that she, you know, they diagnosed this cancer, and she's going to die from it. She didn't need to die. She needed to change her diet. Something caused that cancer, and she needed to stop whatever it was that she was doing that caused the cancer, and then she needed to feed her immune system, and she needed to detoxify and get the poisons out of her body, and her body would heal itself. Just that simple. Cause and effect. There's a cause for cancer, and we can identify it. There's a cure for cancer, and there's 10 of them, and we can identify all of those. And this Dr. Getoff can do that for you. If you need professional help, this is one of the guys that can do it. Now, this guy works nationwide. Now, normally, your local naturopath, you know, is Joe Sixpack. He's down here on the corner someplace. If he hasn't been run out of town by the AMA, he's in your local area. There's 8 states in the country where you can still go to a naturopath. The other 42 states have banned them. That's because they're competition. Hell, we don't want competition. The AMA is a monopoly. All right, now that you got this DKP, when ingested, it converts to this near duplicate of a powerful brain tumor-causing agent. This is called ant venom, embalming fluid, and methanol. Now, what contains, or what foods do we eat that has these three items? Diet soft drinks, sugar-free gum, sugar-free Kool-Aid, Crystal Light, children's medications, and thousands of other products claiming to be low-calorie, diet, or sugar-free. If this thing says low-calorie diet or sugar-free, you ought to stay as far away from that as you do from AIDS, herpes, and VD, and Flo's girls. Now, that's the bottom line to that. Now, a final note. Dr. Blaylock, recounting a meeting with a senior executive in the food additive industry, who told him point blank that these excitotoxins are going to be in our food no matter how many name changes are necessary. Right, now, so here's what's happening. If you saw a package that said this product contains MSG, you might not buy it. Because maybe you heard MSG is bad for you. But there's another 28 names down here that they use, like natural flavorings or plant protein extract or hydrolyzed plant protein that contains the MSG. And so what they're doing here is they're playing musical chairs on you. And they've got that just about down pat. They figure you can't keep up with 28 different names that contain MSG. And they're right. I can't either. They got us. So Dr. Getoff says, if it's got an additive, don't buy it. And then he gave a couple of good examples. For instance, he said, now let's take a can of tuna fish. So he whips out a can of tuna fish and he says, let's read the label. It says, tuna and water. And he said, now I know what tuna is, and I know what water is. And this can of tuna fish contains tuna and water. He said, now I can relate to that, and I can buy this can of tuna fish. He picks up another package, and he reads off this label over here. You know, all these names of things that you can't pronounce, and you know, probably are bad words in Spanish or Creole or something. And he says, now I can't eat things that don't have natural ingredients in them. If God didn't put it in there, I'm not going to eat it. So when you see sodium nitrite and sodium nitrate and monosodium glutamate and hydrolyzed vegetable protein or malt extract or malt flavoring or bouillon and, you know, now, it doesn't mean that the malt extract or the malt flavoring contains MSGs. It's just that it frequently contains MSG, and without a disclaimer on there. And here's this doctor, Getoff, comes back, and he says, now, just because it's in a health food store, don't you believe that it doesn't have any MSG in it? Don't you think for a minute that just because you've got a product in the health food store that's labeled calcium caseinate in there, you know, that it's got MSG. That's the code word for MSG. And there's this one food executive said, you're going to eat MSG whether you like it or not. So I take a look at a challenge like that and I say, well, okay, Mr. Food Executive, maybe you're right. Maybe your answer right. So let's see if I can get into the gameplay sandbox with you. By God, you ain't selling me any Oreo cookies. My God, you ain't going to sell me any McDonald's. Now, McDonald's could sell nutritious products if they so desired, but they're not going to because they don't taste good. Boys and girls, if you have to compare broccoli and Brussels sprouts with York peppermint patties and Hershey bars, which are you going to buy? Nobody walks up to a vending machine, sticks in four bits, and gets a package of Brussels sprouts, do they? Hell, man, you want something that tastes good. You go and you poke your money into that vending machine, and you're pulling out this Coke. You want something that tastes good, man. You don't want V8, which, by the way, ain't fit for man or beast, but then, you know, people believe that V8's good for them because it's got vegetables. Kids, listen, this Dr. Getoff, he's got a pretty good line here. In a couple of minutes that I've got left, let me tell you what this line is. He said, it used to be that we said, you are what you eat. But he says, now we don't say that anymore because it's not true. You aren't necessarily what you eat. But he said, you are what you assimilate. And just because you're drinking milk loaded with calcium doesn't mean that you're assimilating any calcium or that it's going to alleviate your osteoporosis. But you could assimilate the calcium in your milk if the milk was raw and it came from grass-fed cows. And I think that old boy kind of hit the nail right on the head. If you can't assimilate it, it's of no value to you. Now, my kids, you can assimilate that MSG. It'll break down. Boy, you can digest that stuff. And that stuff's going to kill you. That's the bottom line. And it is killing us. That's why we weigh 347 pounds. You know, not that I'm at 347 pounds, you know, but I ain't skinny. I mean, I'm not fading away to nothing. But I can still do a day's work. And then I'm not so fat that I can't get up in the morning, can't tie my shoes or something. Now, I'm going to give you this guy's name and number again. I don't know his address here, but his name is Dr. David Getoff. This guy's got some common sense between his ears. And that's why I'm reviewing his tapes this week. And that's why I'm telling you this story about MSG and this Dr. Getoff in Acres, USA. This is where you're going to get his material be from Acres. Lives in San Diego, California. Now, that doesn't say a hell of a lot for this guy. Some guy living in California doesn't tell me very much. It seemed like to me that this guy would have brains enough to get the hell out of San Diego and go someplace more intelligent. But then, you know, he says that he's living over here in the country, living in the country in San Diego County. He says, I'm living out here where I can see the stars. That's surprising. I've been there a couple of times. I don't think I ever saw anything in San Diego County that I lost there, but then, you know. So several million people live there. I guess several million people can't be wrong. Huh? But anyway, this guy, Dr. David Getoff, lives there in San Diego, California, and he's putting his program in the local college, and he put it on these CDs. Now, these are the actual college courses that he's teaching. People pay money to go to college and learn this. Can you believe it? And so he put these out on these CDs, and you can get these CDs through Acres USA. And that's what I'm reviewing, and I think this guy's got his head on straight. I don't say that about very many people, but this is one. That Dr. Joel Wallach, that's two. Let's see, who else is there? Well, I can't think of anybody right off the top of my head right now, but there's three or four of them out there that have their head screwed on straight. And like as not, whether you're Michael J. Fox or you're Joe Sixpack or Sally Housewife, you got cancer, rheumatism, arthritis, or something else, you need some professional help. You need some guidance. I think you can get it from these discs. If nothing else, get his phone number, call him on the phone. Say, hey, Doc, let me pay you some money. Can you help me with this problem? Hell, if it really gets bad, you might want to go out there to San Diego and see if you can't get cured. I mean, if I had cancer and I was threatened with death like my neighbor lady, I wouldn't think anything of flying out there to California, talking to this guy and see if he couldn't help you. Hey, I'm about out of time here, kids. I'm going to have to cut it off right there. We'll pick it up here next time on the Law Hour and Editorial Review, talking about diet and Dr. Getoff and MSG next time. So let me remind you that you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard worldwide over the Internet daily. For more information about the law school and The Law Hour, then please go to our website at georgegordon.org. The law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective, 8 schools in all. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. All right, our time's up. I've got to leave it right there. I'll see you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station. God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.